The prison library was a refuge for Edward Bunker as well. At age 17, he was the youngest person ever incarcerated in San Quentin and spent nearly 20 years behind bars overall. The books Bunker read in the library fired his imagination.
I conquered Eastern Europe with Genghis Khan and stood with the Spartans against Persians at a place called Thermopylae. And thanks to Emil Ludwig, watched Napoleon's Hubris destroy the Grand Army in the snows of Russia. Bruce Catton escorted me through the American Civil War. Although I'd been a voracious reader since the age of 7, I had no discretion or sense of literary value. A book was a book until Louise Wallace ordered me a subscription of the New York Sunday Times. It arrived the following Thursday, so fat it barely went through the bars. It took 2 evenings to read. Even though I skimmed most of it, the book reviews got most of my attention. And although the new books being reviewed were unavailable, reviews and columns talked about other writers and other books. My library day was Saturday. We were allowed to have 5 books checked out at one time. I tried to read all 5 in 7 nights so I could get 5 more. I was no speed reader, but I had 6 hours every night and 30 minutes in the morning. Sometimes, if I was entranced, as with a sea wolf, I came back to the cell after breakfast to read some more.
Edward Bunker reading from his autobiography, Education of a Felon, published by St. Martin's Press.